This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, a show that is born because there's so much misinformation about cannabis, so much misinformation. We try to educate all of us every single week with this program. And joining us today, and we have a very full show, but joining us today is the CEO and president of Ultra Health. And we will find out, it's a very exciting story. Duke Rodriguez is with us. And Duke, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frankie.
You founded Ultra Health, which is a turnkey solutions provider for the specialty medical cannabis industry in late 2010. And tell us a little bit about where you are and what this journey has been like for you, please.
We are a cannabis company, but we are what we call vertically integrated, which means we do all types of cannabis services, whether it's cultivation, the actual growing of the plants, to the retail side, operating the dispensaries, to much of the science. And that is trying to produce some of the new products that people are beginning to hear about now that goes beyond just smoking a joint, but actually creating tablets and oils and concentrates and inhalers and even suppositories. So we're involved in every aspect that is cannabis today.
This is an opening, I feel, in our country to really give a lot of relief from the use of cannabis as a medicine, as it was used for many, many years, to an opportunity to help the economy. And yet, the resistance, and we're feeling it right here in Massachusetts with the craziness that's gone on, with both ballot initiatives were passed, and there's been this feet stuck in the mud because of old world mentality. People have their feelings about cannabis, and they don't want to change those feelings. And it's really sad to see a state take this position. What was it like for you in New Mexico?
We started initially in Arizona and New Mexico. And I can tell you, Frankie, I'm sympathetic to what you just said, because it took us, 80 years to get in the mess we are with beginning to really tell the truth about cannabis. And you notice, and I'm glad you're doing the same thing, we always talk about cannabis. And generally speaking, to those folks who are against the thought of even cannabis being legal or usable as medicine, you'll generally hear folks talk about marijuana. And I like to say it the way it was intended originally, is marijuana. And it was intended to be pejorative. It was intended to put people down. It was intended to incarcerate minorities. And so with that 80 years of indoctrination, it's been a bit of a struggle to get folks to sit up and realize that the rest of the world doesn't look at cannabis like the U.S. does. They look at it as medicine. They look at it as relieving. They look at it as a healthy alternative versus, for example, opiates. It's less toxic, and to the surprise and shock of so many, there's never been one overdose in this country due to the use of cannabis or even the nasty marijuana. So, you know, in the early days, it was very difficult. The positive thing, and primarily on the west, I would say west of the Mississippi in the states of Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and California, for example, and Nevada recently, you've seen a tremendous shift, and I think you'll see it on the East Coast sooner than people might guess. Folks are finally kind of coming around. National studies are indicating that the general population is recognizing and very supportive specifically of medical cannabis, and even becoming increasingly supportive of the social or adult use of cannabis. So I think all signs are positive. You know, 80 years of indoctrination is hard to overcome, but I think we've made, in a very short time frame, significant progress.
I agree with you. I think that where we are right now is a very exciting time, very, very exciting time. Your background, tell us a little bit about how someone who, and I love your background because it's just an extraordinary background, but you've had You've been a board member. You've been involved in New Mexico's largest executive branch agency. You served as a cabinet secretary of the state of New Mexico. You have been involved in lots of different companies, clients, 500, Fortune 500 companies. How did you find yourself in this place where you are today, which is CEO and president of Ultra Health?
I took probably a different path than most folks, and I appreciate you acknowledging some of my past. I am a former cabinet secretary for a state. I'm a former hospital and HMO executive. I'm a former CEO of a New York Stock Exchange company. So normally when people I meet and I'm going to talk about cannabis, they're a little bit surprised. They're expecting to see what would be the stereotypical pothead. And they're surprised that I'm very steeped in healthcare. I believe in medicine and I believe in science. And I myself probably was a early doubter, not an early adopter. I came across it and people brought this model to me and I didn't believe them on face value because I'm also a victim to this 80 plus years of indoctrination. You know, we all grew up in just say no. But then when you begin to peel back the layers of this onion, you start to see, wait a minute, there's a lot of truth here that hasn't been shared, particularly if you look towards Israel. Tremendous level of research coming out of Israel. About a month ago, I was in Italy. The level of the research and the laboratory efforts that are being done in cannabis are phenomenal. And you're now starting to see these efforts in the U.S. So I did what any knowledgeable, enlightened person should do. I committed to the research. I looked into it. I wanted to see if there were addiction problems, if there were overdose problems.
Yes,
were there real
yes.
medical applications? And the answer was yes, on all accounts.
I love that you said that because I agree with you. But I think that, you know, for me, Duke, it was also important for me to do the research, for me to find out what's really going on, because to put my head in the sand was silly when the opioid crisis is so upon us and destroying and killing so many lives. And we are seeing this firsthand all over the country, in every community. There is no one that is not affected by this opioid crisis. No one in this country. Unfortunately, our veterans are also involved in this to a great extent. And I felt okay. I had a bad example in my life of someone who was constantly smoking pot. And I was jaded by that experience and couldn't open my mind or my eyes to anything else until I started to do the research, and then I was able to watch the three series that Sanjay Gupta did on cannabis called Weed 1, 2, and 3. And it was at that moment that I realized I've made a terrible mistake. And it was at that moment that I realized that there are many varieties of this plant. And we will be talking to a farmer in a few minutes from Kentucky who is planting hemp fields right now, changing the topography of the Kentucky lands that were once filled with hemp fields. And they're getting back to those old hemp fields and the renewal in farming again. And so there's a lot to this story, and that's why I wanted you on today, because our thinking has to change and evolve and grow and understand that there are many solutions that the cannabis world offers.
I couldn't agree more. I wake up every day realizing that we are probably in the true renaissance of cannabis. We've all come across that period where we had to do our mea culpas and admit that we were wrong. We were fooled. We were duped. But once you finally begin to, as you said, educate yourself, understand the history of how long mankind has relied upon this plant, and we begin to really separate the rumors from the truth, we realize we have before us probably one of the finest opportunities offered to mankind in so many decades to finally get a product on the marketplace to produce quality products from hemp, to produce medicine, to produce dietary supplements for protein. I mean, this plant, if it was discovered, for example, in the deep Amazon, today would be touting it as a miracle
drug.
Yeah,
absolutely. I use it every day in my life and my cooking. We're going to take a quick break. Duke Rodriguez is with us from Ultra Health, And we'll talk more about Ultra Health and what he's doing and some exciting things. And what's the best website, Duke?
If you want to know about Ultra Health, I'd go to our website, www.ultrahealth.com. If you want to know more about cannabis, we strongly advocate www.cannabisnewsbox.com.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Duke Rodriguez is our guest. We've been having a wonderful conversation with Duke. He's the CEO and president of Ultra Health. Ultra Health was founded in 2010. Tell us about the growth and what you have experienced at Ultra Health and what's happening, because I think it's indicative of what's happening around the country, Duke.
With our company specifically, we've had good fortunes. We've been able to grow probably 100 to 130% a year. So basically, we've doubled every year when there was very few patients or considerably more patients. We've been able to reach out and not only conduct our activities in the U.S., we've reached out and partnered with a group out of a pharmaceutical company out of Israel, where much of the research in this world in cannabis originated from. We're now partnering with an Italian firm. More importantly, I think locally, we're beginning to partner and establish relationships with American tribes, indigenous people. And I think, as you've seen how tribes have been engaged in casinos, which not always is the best outcome, you'll see tribes soon very much engaged in cannabis, which I think is also promising for us as a society.
I absolutely agree with you. Why do you think there's such a big hang up here? Why are we as a country not understanding that we couldn't even have existed without hemp? That hemp plant helped them sail to America. That hemp plant and the industrial use of that plant gave us so many resources in this country and continue to do so today with the resurgence of hemp.
I think it's kind of our American tradition of wanting to believe what we're told and believing that our government always has our best interests. And at that time, as lobbies can be very effective, there was a purposely crafted message to harm the cannabis industry, to separate it into different groups and to attack it from the standpoint as we don't want it as a sustainable product, because that would harm the lumber business, the paper industry, or we don't want to risk the steel industry. So we have this history of pitting it against so many other forces. Big Pharma didn't want cannabis to have its day in the light. So, you know, it was an easy target, and there was enough money thrown at it. I think alcohol opposes the cannabis industry. So
Yes. For
the wrong reasons, it just kind of got ganged up on, and the wrong message was promoted. But fortunately, again, eventually we come back to the middle. We begin to evaluate truth from rumor, propaganda from fact. And I think we're beginning to go back to realize there is a history, as you just defined, of cannabis successfully being integrated in American society. And I think that day is returning.
I hope so, from your mouth. I hope so. Tell us about Israel and what they're doing, because they've always been cutting edge. You know, we've talked to so many wonderful practitioners, doctors, and lawyers, and one company that is looking at the genome of the strains and how to make them work for specific illnesses in individuals and matching the right strain for the right illness. But what's going on in Israel? Share with us some of the technology that you've witnessed and that you're hearing about.
We've made multiple trips to Israel and met with a number of organizations. One thing you immediately learn is the Israelis are a country with very little land. And because they've been given so little, they've done so much with knowledge. They have spent more time on the cannabis plant than any country on this earth. They're the actual Dr. Raphael Meshulam, a faculty emeritus from the University of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. He was actually the professor and doctor who was the science behind identifying THC and CBD, two of the major cannabinoid profiles. From that initial research, they've been able to identify up to 160 different cannabinoids, and they've been able to isolate these cannabinoids and determine where in the human body were they intended to benefit. We know that certain CBGs, CBNs, other cannabinoid profiles have effects on epilepsy, diabetes, on cancers. We also know that CBD, when used in high dosage, will also curb, believe it or not, the demand for opiate use. Your body will not want the opiate and will want the non-toxic effect, non-psychotropic effect of CBD. And all this knowledge came from Israeli efforts. So they're advanced when it comes to the science of cannabis. They're advanced when it comes to the extraction. They're advanced into the reformulation into tablets, into oils, into creams, into patches. And I think you're going to see that knowledge base transform and transmitted to the U.S. and being used in amongst U.S. patients.
I think, for me, and this is a perfect example, a very dear friend and neighbor was run over, and she sustained severe physical and concussions and all kinds of things. And I connected her to Dr. Michael Lewis, who is a brilliant, brilliant MD, who's also studying the effects of cannabis, and especially CBD oil, and concussions. That's his specialty, is concussions. And I brought forth the information, and she's young and yet could not hear that information. It wasn't the right time. Just saw her today with one crutch. She's come so far in a month and a half. It's amazing the recovery that she has done. And just found out that her leg is really torn. And she used some cream when she was out in California last weekend. And the cream had cannabis in it. And she said, I can't believe the relief I got from my pain. And now it's starting to open up that dialogue of, wow, this is like really exciting. And so I think when people finally realize and try, and I have to say, a 94-year-old grandmother, 94, struggling with pain and all kinds of medications and never getting relief, was given a little edible made with CBD oil, and it was the best night's sleep she had had in a long time.
What you're sharing is absolutely correct. I would encourage all your readers, listeners, to go look up United States Patent 6630507. And I think most of your listeners would be surprised that the United States government owns a U.S. patent on, guess what? Cannabis as a neuroprotectant and an antioxidant. It does exactly what you just described. It protects brain cells. It's anti-inflammatory, and it's an antioxidant. And this patent was issued to the United States government today.
Wow. Such wonderful information. Duke Rodriguez, we could have had you on for the full hour and not even covered a quarter of what we want to cover. Please give out the best websites, and do come back again.
If you want more information, I encourage you to go to our website, ultrahealth.com. If you want general information on news in the industry, cannabisnewsbox.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We will be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And welcome back. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And we now are joined by Josh Hendricks. And Josh is Director of Business Development, Domestic Productions for CB Sciences. And Josh is a farmer. And Josh is so excited because there is a new resurgence of hemp fields in Kentucky. And Josh, welcome back. Always a pleasure.
Hey, Frankie. Happy to be here. Been too long.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about and a little bit about what's happening with this resurgence of hemp farms.
Well, I actually have some breaking news. In about 25 minutes, the 2017 Hemp Farming Act will be introduced to Congress. And
wow.
This bill, which I'm looking at right now, I got a secret draft here. It's not the best bill in the world. There's some things we're going to have to fight on as we go through the process here, but it really does remove hemp from the Controlled Substance Act and gets it off that list with heroin and all the other bad things out there, and puts it back into, you know, kind of everything's geared towards making this an agricultural commodity, right?
Correct.
And making this as normal as corn and soy. And all the wonderful products that come from it, obviously freeing that market up and I guess kind of displacing some of that fear and all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm pumped. I just got word that this is going to be released at noon today. So we've got something that we're going to need everybody's help on. You're going to need to get in touch with your representatives there in D.C. and on the Congress and the Senate side. We'll see a Senate bill probably in the next week or so. This is really going to help us. We've been in the research phases. You mentioned that I've been growing hemp since 2014. Very much under the research guise, simply because the processing investment is so large, people are so hesitant to make that investment until something like this is in place. Because the rug can be pulled out from under you, and that's just no way to go. Not a good way to do business. So, I'm really excited about that. I don't even know what your question was. I just got this email and got all excited.
Well, you kind of answered it, but we were just talking to Duke Rodriguez from Ultra Health, and Duke was saying that Israel has really been leading the way in every avenue of cannabis.
Oh, yeah. Cannabis research over there is head and shoulders above anything else in the world.
And what they realize is this hemp, and you've been talking about the industrial use of hemp. Hemp has so much versatility, and people don't even realize that right now in your grocery stores right now, mainstream grocery stores are selling hemp seeds.
Hemp seed oil. Yeah.
Hemp seed oil, powder. Hemp hearts, hemp protein.
Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps.
The soaps, breads, my dear friend Lynn Gordon.
All that stuff at my Kroger, you know, right down the street here.
Right.
That's been around for a while, but it's been coming from other countries. And now you're starting to see my buddy Chad Rosen with Victory Hemp Foods. He's getting in the mainstream, obviously all the smaller health food stores with domestically grown and processed hemp seeds and hemp protein powders and hemp pasta and all the different food sides of it. And I think that's going to be a wave that people aren't expecting. I mean, that's going to become the next soy. Hopefully, because it's such a healthier option. And, you know, knowing what we know now, hopefully commercial farming and conventional farming of hemp food doesn't go down the path of GMOs and Monsanto-ness and all that. So I think it's almost a blessing that we are starting from the ground up, literally, because we don't have to make some of the same mistakes that these other industries did.
These are exciting times because there's so much possibility of this vast country with putting back hemp and growing it again. And those hemp fields were burned decades ago, and now it's time to bring it back because it will have tremendous financial rewards, and we will see how wonderful industrial hemp production will add to the economy of the United States.
It's a commodity crop. I mean, the soybean industry started in the 60s as a research crop. It's a $30 billion industry in America today and almost a $1 billion industry just right here in Kentucky. So, you know, we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there, in my opinion. But we've got a lot of smart people. You know, we're really involved with the FFA, which used to be Future Farmers of America, and they shortened it to just FFA Leadership Program because it's not just about farmers anymore, engineers, scientists, you know, a biologist, all of these people are getting involved in agriculture and understanding that, you know, this is where our food comes from. This is how we survive as a society. We've got to take better care of the land. Hemp kind of fits all those molds. So I think we're certainly moving in the right direction by freeing this crop up and allowing us to really take advantage of a new industry.
Well, and I think that what you're doing is giving people like yourself, giving the land some new choice, new resurgence, new opportunities. It's a win-win all the way around.
Tobacco replacement here in Kentucky. We had 46,000 tobacco farmers 12 years ago. There's less than 4,600 now, and I'm not even sure where they sell their tobacco. Farming income is down 40% in the past 10 years. That's a direct correlation to tobacco buyout. And while I don't believe that hemp is a replacement for tobacco on that kind of scale or anything, it could be one day, and in terms of that kind of revenue for the farmer, it really does, like you mentioned, it adds another, we like to say it adds another arrow to the quiver of these farmers that need a rotational crop. And what people don't realize, too, is hemp is great for the soil. So whatever you're bringing in behind that, you're going to save money because you're not going to need as much fertilizer. And so, you know, you have a crop that you can grow and you can get make money off of, hopefully 2-3 times what you make in corn or soy. And you bring one of those crops behind it, now you're saving money on the production cost of that. So your profits on that crop go up. And it really does just have a circular impact on the farm itself. And even me, who doesn't grow other crops, I put grass in behind my hemp, and now that's the best pasture we have. I mean, you know, it's just amazing what it does that people don't think about outside of all the great uses it can make and the plus CBD oil that we make from it, which has become an evolution of categories for this and really going to be a game changer on the front end of this hemp industry.
Hemp is rich in nutrients. What we're talking about is it's not only is it great for the soil, but it's great for us as humans because it's loaded with omega-3s.
Yeah, but the food side of it's fascinating. The omega-3 to omega-6 ratio is actually the best ratio
you can get.
You can have. So it's a perfect profile for you. I like to say health nuts because it's kind of a nutty product that it makes, but it's a perfect profile for that. And that's what I mean by replacing soy. I mean, soy is in everything, and it's not good the way it's being grown and everything. And we're attacking this from the front end to where this could be the next soy. It could be the next food filler. There's a guy making hemp hot dogs, and when you explain the science of how a hot dog is made, and a lot of that's just meat filler in there. Hot dog being my second favorite food, I was a little sad, but when you change that filler to a hemp oil, hemp seed blend. Instead of soy or whatever crap they're using, the health profile of a hot dog goes up like 6 times, what it originally was. I mean, that's a big jump. And so we're talking with all the local schools and different people about how we can get health into these kids' diets. Hemp on every lunch plate is a mission of mine from 3 years ago. I just thought that would be a fascinating way to do it. And it goes a lot with the education, too, right? We want to mainstream hemp. We got to start with the kids, and so when they're adults, they know about it, and they're not learning as a 40-year-old, oh, hemp is healthy. They just know that, you know, it's like milk makes your bones strong, right? You just know these things from when you're a kid. So we're trying to get to that, and the interesting angle is the CBD, and how do we educate people to understand that maybe don't take supplements and never thought about taking fish oil or turmeric or something like that, kind of that category we see it in. How do we educate them to understand this? This is your daily body, you know, diet.
Absolutely. And by the way, we're talking about a substance that does not have THC in it. So kids are not going to get high, everybody. Don't write us. No one's going to get high. Hey, Josh Hendricks, what a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us. What's the best website? How can people find out more about the mission and what you guys are doing?
Yeah, check out cvsciences.com, C as in cat, V as in Victor, sciencesplural.com to learn more about the company. And then you can go to pluscbdoil.com, and that's all of our different product lines there in the CBD category.
Thanks, we'll be Frankie. Back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now, we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Joining me now is Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. And we always love having Mark, because he always has breaking news. I heard Governor Baker here in my own state is going to sign the bill that should have been signed weeks ago. And do you know the Secretary of State refused to be at the signing ceremony, Mark Goldman?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, Charlie Baker will sign into law today a tax hike on the retail marijuana sales.
It
and
went
new
from
restrictions.
Yeah, it went
on
from
marketing
12
and packaging of pot products.
Right. It went from 12% to 17%, allowing states individual cities to add that 3% more, so it'll go up to 20%. And our Treasury Secretary is not there because she is disgusted with how there are so many dots on the I's and T's that have not been dealt with, and she
right.
does not have the budget to do what she needs to do. So it's going to be a very interesting scenario as we go forth.
You know what? I think it's time for a new position there. I think you have to get rid of her, and 20% on taxes. That's huge. It's going to bring a massive amount of money.
No, I agree, but the problem,
and everything in for Massachusetts.
The problem is that it's too complicated, but we'll talk about it someday. But the problems are numerous in Massachusetts, so we're not a good example of how to roll out a successful cannabis protocol. It's not working. It's just not working, and it's years later, and there aren't enough dispensaries. There aren't enough
right.
personnel, and she hasn't the resources. It's not her fault. She doesn't have the resources to do the job that she needs to do with her new committee that she needs to hire, and it's a whole big mess. But anyway, other parts of the country, the question, yeah. we just talked with Josh Hendricks about CBD oil, and is it legal to mail CBD oil in this country?
Apparently, it's not legal. In fact, it's a federally illegal under the Controlled Substance Act. Therefore, if you're mailing anything to a friend or a buddy, whatever it is, it could be legal in your state, not legal in his state. And it's if you transport any forms of cannabis across state lines, it's considered a felony tracking offense. Sending cannabis through the mail is no exception, can result in prison sentence up to 5 years for the first offense. This is absolutely ridiculous. We need to chill out and relax with some of these laws.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty scary. Pretty scary stuff. Okay. Let's talk about
my suggestion is if you're going to mail something, do not give a return address, just a regular address.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. That would make sense. Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Now that cannabis is legal in Canada, or will become legal, proposed legislation of adult use cannabis, there's some guidelines, and how are How are you going to know, as someone who runs a company, if your employees are showing up stoned or high?
You know what? I think this is a fascinating story, and this obviously doesn't only apply to Canada. It applies to everywhere in the world, everywhere in the United States, where cannabis and hemp and marijuana, whether it be medical or recreational, becomes legal. And you know what? It might be a good thing because, you know, maybe you should hand out joints or some cannabis oil before a big meeting, and everyone will be super creative and come up with better ideas.
Well, there's also the issue, and this is a legitimate issue. I mean, these are legitimate concerns. The other concern is about driving. Driving under the influence of alcohol is scary. And I think that if you've been smoking pot, that there should be some issues as well.
You know what? It's not only driving. It's operating machinery. It's operating heavy equipment, use of sharp objects. If you're in construction, using a saw or blades or knives or hammers or any of this stuff, it could be super, super dangerous. So, I think, you know, if you're the workplace, you have to set boundaries, you have to set rules, and you have to really be on top of your employees.
I don't know how you're going to do it, though, Mark. I don't know how you can regulate this. But I guess each individual supervisor will have to just watch what happens with each employee and go from there. I don't know how else to do it. I mean, you can put the guidelines out saying we're not going to tolerate, you know, smoking during the business hours. When you come to work, we expect you to work. And, you know, the usual formalities.
Absolutely. But you know what? Somebody could, you know, take a few hits prior to work or, you know, during the lunch break, just like you get a beer during your lunch break. You got to be, super careful and just responsible. Bottom line is, if you're going to do anything in life, be responsible.
That's great, great tip. By the way, what's going on in Detroit with Ford vehicles?
This is great. More than $2 million in marijuana was found in Detroit-bound Ford vehicles. This is not the first time. It's the second time within like a week or two. Immigration and Customs Enforcement found nearly 300 pounds of marijuana worth more than $2 million hidden in the Detroit-bound Ford and Lincoln vehicles. This is crazy.
That's unbelievable, Mark.
Absolutely. I'm not sure why we're still shipping in marijuana from Mexico when there's so much marijuana here in the States already. Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, does it? No, no. So the Ford employee that discovered the marijuana in the rail cars that had been offloaded, he must have just been, what? What is going on here?
Exactly. This, you know, if I would have found that, I would have said, oh, wow, bonus, this is great. I'm going to work here for the rest of my life, you know?
Oh, and with that note, we are out of time. Thanks so much, Mark. It always is wonderful having you with us. HempPublicRelations.com and Mark Goldman.
And thank you very much for having me on Cannabis A to Z, my favorite day of the week.
Oh, thanks so much, Mark. And we'll be back next time. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Smile.
Yes.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD Oil by CB Sciences is the trusted brand, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD Oil products by CB Sciences and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.